Let's stop.
So, yesterday we spoke at great length trying to defend our minig that we are what we call the chatchila de geyidin. Even though we don't say the Kriya Shema before Neitz Hachama. Zevi, you're sideways. Now you're lying. That's it. Much better. Okay. So I'll repeat what I just said. Yesterday's shiur, we spent a long time trying to defend our practice as the Chatchila Jews, despite the fact that we do not say Shema before Vasikin, before Neitz, even though we're against who? The Ravid, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah. All said clearly, you're supposed to say Shema before sunrise. And if you don't do it, it's not a chatchila. So I try to bring, on the other side, the Rosh and the Rashba, right? We had to try to prove that they held it the other way. And the simple way to the Mechaba was that way. And that's how I wanted to defend Minig Yisrael. We followed the Mechaba, the Rosh and the Rashba, even though it's against the Ramban and the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Fine. So we spoke about the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis, which seems to us a main proof of the Rabbeinu Yonah. You have to run out of the mikveh so fast. Okay. Say Kriya Shema in the mikveh if you can't make it on time. Why? So he said, you're mevatel smichas gula tefillah. That's unbelievable. So the Vilna Gaon we read yesterday said, no. The fellow is going to say the Shemoneh Esrei in the mikveh, believe it or not. The Vilna Gaon said so. And as a matter of fact, this is the psach, the halacha, according to what we said before, is the meaning that we follow. That's how we left it yesterday, that we're going to follow the Rosh and the Rashba. And we thought that the Rosh meant that way. We looked in the Lashon of the Rosh. Fine. Comes the Beis Yosef and causes us problems. Remember, if Yosef Karo is the one we're relying on, he's the one who said in the Shulchan Aruch, by quoting the Rosh, he quoted the Rosh Rabbeinim, indicates that we are what we call again the Chatchila de Geyidin. But it's a problem. The problem is that the same author of the Shulchan Aruch wrote the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Memvav sounds exactly the opposite of everything we've been saying until now. Read it to you. Siman Memvav, you may remember, I was yesterday shiur at the end, we read the Mishnah Berurah Memvav, it tells you, you know what? If they're going to miss this man, you better say Kriya Shema and Korbanos with Baruch Shem, Kavanah to be Yotze. But the Mishnah Berurah said, if they're not going to miss this man, then you should have Kavanah not to be Yotze then. So the Vilna Gaon wouldn't even say the word Shema Yisrael, left him out. He wanted to be Yotze Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, I'll say the Rav Brachos. This is the idea of the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah said Katan Yud Aleph. Fine. Look what happens over here, unbelievable. The end of Siman Memvav, the Beis Yosef writes as follows. He quotes from the Aruch HaShem. I brought it here with me. The Aruch HaShem, one of the Rishonim, Aruch HaShem, Bishmo who? The Rashba, quotes the name of the Rashba. I'll read you the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is instructive. If you want to look on later on, it's the next to the last paragraph. Achshav Nagu Olam, to say the first pasuk, you know, a korbanos, right? And you do it before Neitz Hachama. Koros a pasuk, korim shema, shas kriyas, also pasuk, yet korim Neitz Hachama. And there you'll, oh, wow, you'll chap v'sikin, or that aspect of v'sikin, with one pasuk. This reminds what we spoke about a while ago, that could be that only one pasuk of Shema is Shema. Didn't we speak about that? The Rabbanim Pesach, the Rosh Hashanah. And the Rashba seems to say the same thing. The Rashba says that only one pasuk of Shema is really the Shema. As if you chap that one pasuk before Neitz Hachama, it's a big plus. Then he says, "Vafilu emir achar aneitz." Listen carefully. Mikom akom tov lemaru lahaktim kriyish medaraisa kom ashevsha. It is if Neitz, the sunrise is at 6. And you have till 9. It's better to say it at 10 after 6 than at 10 after 7. The earlier the better. The earlier the better. Okay? Ugdolim is the Nira Meir Rishalmi. The minhag b'tzibur is that we say Kriya Shema b'zmana, and then say it again with the brachas later on. And even though they said at the beginning the whole thing, because they didn't know Hashem the Sham the Sos of the Kros Hashma, Birchas Hashavachin, fine. And Gedola Mizu Matzos of the Raja Betshuva, Vizela Shona. Hoda Tanan, here Kori Batori Vigiyas Manamiku, and Kiva Liba Yotza, Mishti Yud Gimel Mav on the Maramakomas, Mistarba the Choser Vyome Brochus, Bifne Atzman, Alpha Bisha Ena Kori Krishma at all. Shabrochas on Nitkanu al Krishma. Can you imagine that? You say the Shema, and then later on you say the brachas without Shema. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rashba. Teda. She'ena mevorach asher al Krishma. V'chein kosa v'orchos chayim b'shmo, name of the Rashba. Hodotanan chav beiz and mitbeiz. Yorad litbo. Im yocho lalas l'skasas v'likos al shalotone tzachamam. Yala v'yiskase v'yikra. Timistabra shechozer v'omer brachas b'fnei atzman. This is against everything I said. I told you that it's true that the Rabbi Niona learns the pshat in that way. But I said that the Rosh Namshat, like the Vilna Gaon, the other way. That you're going to do everything is in the mikvah. The Shema, with the brachas, with the Shmon Esrei, with Smichas Gula Tzvila. So I found the Gavalt, a Beferisher Beis Yosef, quoting a Beferisher Rashba, against everything I said. One more time. What's Pshat that Mishnah? Everyone open the Mishnah. Everyone open the Mishnah. We have the Chazan. Chaf Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, the guys are about, the sun's about to rise. Right? Yor Litbo, Yochel Alas, and Skasas Velikos, at Shlatonis Achama, Yala Vyaskasa Vyikra. If you can make it, you can make it. If you're not, if you imlav, you can't get up on time. Yiskasa v'mayim v'yikra. So we had a machlokas yesterday. How far do you go? The Rabbeinu Yonah assumed that a poshet. We're going to do a seishma. You can't do it. You can't daven in the mikvah. Are you kidding? So therefore, you say shema. You're going to go later on. You're going to go out of the mikvah, and later on you're going to daven the rest of davening. That's called bitul smichas gula tefila, because according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to, it's the gula means kriya shema basically. We'll see, we'll get to that soon. And therefore, you're mevatel smichas gula tefila, just in order to say shema before the sunrise, because that's the man al chatchila, as the Ramban said, the mechut in the Ramban. And I said that the Rashba, the Rosh, who said it's no big deal to say shema, no difference if it's a half an hour before sunrise, half an hour after sunrise, all the same thing. Pshat must be in the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis. You say, you daven everything in the mikvah. Shema with Gol Yisrael, with Shmon Esrei. And the Vilna Gaon says, I'm a fairish. And then I said, the Rosh and the Rashba have to hold that way. Here we have a Beis Yosef, it says the other way around. That the Rashba disagrees, I'm really, really, really in trouble. So you know what? I started to look it up. My Rebbe taught me, never trust anything you see. You should never trust anything that I say either. Whatever I say is suspect. I could be not telling the truth. I could be making a mistake. Now I'm going to read you, I brought the Orchas Chaim itself. Hilchas Kriyashma. Tell us what to look over here. Simon Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. So I have Hilchas Kriyashma. Where is it? The right page. Hilchas Kriyashma. Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Watch. Mi Shiyor Litbo. Im Yochel Laos is Kasav Likos Kom Shnei Zachama Yalav is Kasav Yikra. Vim Lav is Kasav Mayam Shuov Yabayam Yikra. Etc. That's Yud Gimel. Quotes the Mishnah. Yud Dalet. Hayikor b'Torah v'giyas manam mikra. I'm keeping libo yotza. That's the Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kosa v'rashba. Mistabra v'chozer v'omer brochas b'fnei atzma. Later on. V'yaf al pi she'enu kore shma. Shabrochas lo nizkenu al krishma. Teda. Yotza shekin sham v'sof v'sivonu. And kaimel brochas v'imak v'zu v'zu. That's all. What the Beis Yosef quotes at the Orchas Chaim said the name of the Rashba is not true. It's not true. Now, it's going on in the Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Beis Yosef is very schwer. So I want to insist that I'm right. According to the Rashba, you have to daven the whole thing in the mikvah, like the Vilna Gaon. It was like the Rosh, like the Mechaber. Oh. The Vilna Gaon that same piece I quoted to you yesterday, learns Pshat in the Gemara like this. Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Give a look. Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Check the Heliga Gemara. Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Leima Stamach, Tana Stamach, Rabbi Leza. Dama Tana Zachama. No. I feel the Tamer Rabbi Yeshua. The Dimmak of Masikin. Dama Rabbi Yochan of Masikin. Hagama Tana Zachama. Im Lav Yiskasa Vavayim Yikra. Very Libo Ro Esa Erva. What's Pshat? Based on the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Chaf Hei Amin Aleph. On Chaf Hei Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, over Tefillah, top line, Achiachases Libo. If you look at the last few words on Chaf Dal and Beis, you can say the Shema without, the guy is not wearing a shirt. So you can say Shema, but you can't say Shmon Esra. Rashi, right? Rashi explains, let's see the bottom Rashi of Chavdal and the base. He's wearing a bathing suit. The Chasosa Mimosna Mulamata, Falpisha Mimosna Mulamala, who Orum, Kor Krishna. You say Krishna with nothing on you're just nothing above your waist. Avalut Filot, Sorokul, the Haras is asked for Omelet Neamelach. It doesn't work. So the Vilna Gon says, Chad Nagamach of him and base. It's from the perspective of Krishna, don't have to cover your chest. That's the Gemara said. We just read the Rashi. So therefore, you don't have to stay out Savara B'mayim. It says in Gemara Chafeim and Beis. It's not Libor Oro Se'erva. Right? Because you'll have the water line will split between the Erva and the heart. Because it's Tefillah you have to cover. You have to cover yourself till the neck with water. Libor Oro Se'erva. And the answer is Mayim Achurim Shai. Gemara said Mayim Achurim. It's not clear water. It's murky water. It's murky water. Now, this idea of the Beis Yosef that we did see has a basis. You have to hurry up and finish Shema. Even if you miss Vesikin, you miss sunrise, but earlier is better. So guys, we all daven to 8:30. We're not such great Jews. We should have daven 6:30 and 7:30, even though it was already after sunrise. Still better than 8:30 from the perspective of Krishna. I asked you to see this in the Maram Makomas and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, page this on again. Page. Do I have where was the Rabbi Eliyahu? It was the last Maram Makomos, no? Here it is, page 8. Dalet Amud Beis. Umatzinu Lemeh, let's read it together. Everyone have it's in the old text, it's Dalet Amud Beis. If you have the beautiful new one, I can't tell you where it is. Yud Aleph? Okay. Umatzinu is in big letters. Umatzinu lemeidin. Shafilu levesikin. Tzma krishu lechatchila mishayira es chaver b'yich dal ha'am. It's like you read it so far. Tanei sachama. Ubediyeve b'shas ha'tchach. Yocha lahaske v'likur akha sholem on ha'shachar. Fine. Before mishayaka. Ule besof nami korin krishma. Bediyeve as sholem shos. V'yaf agav l'amil lechatchila. Zman lechatchila ena minei tzachama v'elech. Afilu ochi. Yom lo koros l'korom anet. How do you know? Where did this come from? Where did he get it from? The Mishnah. How high was the Hechel? How high was the Hechel? Hundred Amos, right? Way up there. She put it in the Nevresha, some kind of a reflector on gold. When the sun would rise and shine, you'd see sparkles coming off the reflector. Proving this point that the Beis Yosef said on his own comes from Rabbeinu Yonah, comes from the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. And the Aruch HaShulchan says exactly the same thing, as early as possible. Now, the Beis Yosef is Lishitoso. He understood the Rashi to say the Kriyas Shema L'chatchila before Netz, and therefore he passed like Rabbeinu Yonah in the Beis Yosef. Okay? But in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say that. In Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say that at all. I'm going to read you the Shulchan Aruch, how he quotes it. Rabbosai, if you have a Mishnah Berurah, open it up, please. Where's mine? Okay. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Ches. Look what he says. Shulchan Aruch Abosai and Simen Nun Ches. Everyone please open up. Nun Sif Aleph. He quotes the Rush, as we saw yesterday. Read it again. Zman Krishma Shul Shachris, Vishayiris, Chaver, Harogel, Etzmizmo, Sas, Baruchos, Dalar Amas, Vyaki Renu. That's the Chatchila. How do you know it's the Chatchila? Because in Sif Dalet he said, Im Krom, Mishalom, Una Shachai, Afriken, is Yotza. So you see this is Zman Chatchila. For Nimshach Zmanim is the Chatchila. Atzov Gimel Shom, Suri Vyayom. Yes. Mitzvah Ben Amuvchor. The cross the kibasikin. Why? Can I have the krishma? No. Kdesh Yisayim Shema Emnetz. V'yismo chatfilo miyad manetzachama. It's a din in tfilo. Krishma doesn't matter before or after. No, then the question becomes, but in Siv Beis, he quotes what we just saw from Rabbeinu Yonah. Siv Beis, says in the side, hey, Rabbeinu Yonah, im lo koro sakoda manetzachama. Why? If you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah and Sif Aleph and Sechatchila should be before Netz, I understand. So, I'll explain to you this way. Why must it be the Chatchila before Netz? Because most people get up before Netz, right? Rove. But the meal keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller as you get closer to 9 o'clock. So the earlier the better, right? But if he denies it in Sif Aleph, what's he calling in Sif Beis? Look at Mishnah Berurah. There's reason makdima le mitzvahs. Ah, whole different story. It's a general rule. He doesn't quote the lumbus of Rabbeinu Yonah that the people are you need the majority when the majority are awake or a bigger minority awake. He quotes his reason makdima le mitzvahs. Rabbosai, this great sefer I told you, Rosh Devorcha, is aware of all of these things that I said. And he says something amazing. I'll read you the words that he has over here. You can look it up later on. Page Kuf Samach Beis. On Kuf Samach Beis, look what he says. He says as follows. Look at this. Harav Beis Yosef hasted as hadavar la'ofen hamatim l'kshitas ha'rosh vatur. In other words, he took the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, but he didn't learn pshat like Rabbeinu Yonah. He learned pshat shvizim at even the mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah is right. Because the Mechava couldn't learn Rabbi Yonah's Pshat because he didn't hold from the Chatchila before Netz Chama. Give a look at page Kuf Samach Beis. That's what he says. Okay. Lemaisa, our many with the father Mishnah Berurah. It's a matter of his reason. And therefore he should not say Shema before Netz because you're going to mevat by itself. If you mevat the idea of Kriyas Shema Doraisa, I'll say the Rabbi Rochus. So although we mentioned Rabbi Shech, the Shlita, follows Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, and the Ravid, and the Adam Golo passes like who he wants to pass like, but plain Jews who follow the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, probably should not do it that way, as we said yesterday. And one final point. Rabbeinu Yonah's proof from the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lama Zayin Amid Beis, is the Nevreshes. Tremendous proof. But this leads us to an interesting question, which we'll discuss briefly, and if Talmidim want, we'll discuss it at greater length. I'll leave it up to you. When exactly is Netz Chama? When is Netz Chama for other purposes? And when is Netz Chama for purposes of Vesikin? Some say Netz Chama is what they call the Netz HaAstronomy, which means that's what's printed in all the calendars. All the calendars, when they print Netz, they print it on a sea level basis. Sea level, right? There's no mountains, no valleys, nothing. Sea level. You look, all the calendars print that way, because otherwise it's impossible. We're going to print. You go to the top of this roof, it's one. You go to the top of the White Hall, it's another way. You go to every second of the different Netz, So we follow the nates of the sea level nates. Sea level nates. Okay? But obviously, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his proof, is working differently. But obviously, the nates, when the sun would shine over the horizon and would make reflect against the Nevreshes, that's what they call in the language the nates hanirah. You know, I go to Ramat Beit Shemesh sometimes with my visit my children, and there are two nates minyanim. There's a nates hanirah, and there's a nates not nirah. And they're 10, 15 minutes apart, a few blocks away from each other. You know, so I'm not here to paskin. I'm not a vesikin person. B'chlal, I daven when I wake up early in Israel, you're jet lag. So I daven vesikin sometimes, but I'm not marked with which one I daven. Usually I daven the closer, which is Neitz HaNirah, which I'm not sure really is the way to go. Who am I to decide to sing? But if you'll say Neitz HaChama is the Neitz Astronomy, which we get rid of all the mountains, it could be they said Kriya Shema with the Nevreshes, but they were Mekayim the laws of vesikin. Because when the reflections saw, that was the base upon the Nates Anira, but really, you're supposed to follow the Nates Astronomy, and maybe therefore we can refute this proof. It's not mine. I found it in this beautiful Sefer, Rosh Tavarcha. I'll give you the page numbers, you can look it up yourself. Page Kuf Mem He and Kuf Mem Vav. He discusses this very issue. This question of how, Let's see if you can find it. In the footnote on the bottom, he writes as follows. Yesh lo ma shiruchim shemesh shayach la'argoshes ha'mespalel. Right? But if it's the din zman kima, if you're nates astronomy, she'en ha'meschashe b'horv she'be'ofek, etc., etc. Look what this says later on, a whole discussion about what's considered nates hachama. So this is a remarkable dispute. How do we measure nates hachama? And it's relevant In many areas. I'll tell you a story happened right over here in the shul. We used to have a choshev of Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Farbstein, Zichron of the Vrocha, where she was chevron. He'd come to visit us every year. He would just get away a little bit. You know, he wanted to get, he was a very interesting family. Often it was in my house. Whenever he came, I would, of course, be mechabed him to say a shir. And he said a shir. But he said a shir like in the yeshivas, you know. So once she was saying a shir, he was discussing the question of when is exactly sunrise and sunset. That was his topic. He says it all depends on where you are in particular. So I asked him, if a person is in 34th Street and he missed Mincha because the sunset, no problem. Quickly up the Empire State Building, go to the elevator, and you have another 5 minutes to daven Mincha. What? And if you go on a plane, it's even better. He said, yeah. In the Chanami told me. I said, I thought it depends upon, you know, the sea level. He starts screaming at me and yelling at me like a yeshivas. I'm the rabbi in the shul. I'm about to see with their mouths open. He just rushed the shivas yelling at their rabbi. He called me up on the Shabbos to apologize. Not because he yelled at me. He said, no one holds like you, he told me. There's no one in this. No one. He found that the Evan of Ozel holds like me. And Mrs. Alma. Mrs. Alma could be found. I think we have it downstairs. Could be Evan Ozel, maybe. Hilchas Kriyishma Perik Aleph Aloch Aleph at the very end. He says he thinks that is really the case. That's really the case. That's really true. Now, this is an interesting question because it may depend. I know my time is almost up already. We hardly started. But you take a look in. I think it's the Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of the Septim Brachos, who quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Again, how far, how much we go into this will depend on the Talmidim. You want to go into these are we'll call them Shasrus. How you measure the times of the day and things of this nature. Let's see if I can find it for you. Here it is. Open to your Rabbeinu Yonah, page 78. That's Lamed Tesla based in our print. The new print, I don't know where it is. It's Dibur Maschil Hoya Mahalech. It's the eighth parak of Brachos. Middle of the parak. You found it? It's Nun Gimel. Excuse me. It's Lamed Tesen Beis by me. So I'll take on top of a look. Dibur Basel Hoya Mahalach B'Shuk B'Shuk Etver of Abish Abosis. Okay, Kufay, the old place. Watch this. Pirish B'Tver Yom and Hagel Ligmar Sakli B'Abish Abosis B'Nesh Kovar Hashabbos. A nice smell. With Tzipori in a minute. Motzoi Shabbos, also covered Shabbos. Very nice. The Yesh Mefarshim, Shalzeh Armu, it's the first wide line by us, page 78. Shabbos Kuf Yuches in the base. Yechelki Machnise Shabbos in Tveria, Umotzie Shabbos in Tzipori. Shabbat Tveria, the Megam and Mekel Merav. Shabbos in Tzipori to Shabbos. Have a Rashi Pirish in Shabbos Kuf Yuches. Shalom Armu Zeh Elimination, but Tveria Omedes Begai, it's in a valley. As you know, who's ever been in Tveria? Raise your hand. Raise your hand in Tveria. It's right by the Yam Kineret. It's in the valley. But Tzipori Bahar. Tzipori is all in the mountains. You know, if you go to get to Tveria, you go to like to where the Tzfat, Miron, it's way up on top of the mountains. You know? Yeah. Watch this. Uve Tveria mitoch shayu omdim begai hoysa hachamash nishkas veinayim b'mehera. If you look to the west in Tveria, sun sets very early. Very early, because there are mountains to your west. V'hoyo mekabel ma Shabbos yivod yom. They'll mekabel Shabbos when the sun disappeared beneath the horizon, but it wasn't yet night. Because you don't, because halachically you're not supposed to take into account the mountains. No, it's a right to heaven also, no? You don't take into account the mountains. If you take into account the mountains, then what do you mean that they did it early? They did it when they had to do it. Uva Tzipori, mitoch shayu omdim bahar, they're very high up. Lo hayu mekabim es haShabbos kol kach yibod yom. They didn't work mekabim haShabbos that early. Hayu ma'achrim milehanech haShabbos yosim anshei Tveria, shemitoch shayu bahar, lo hayu haShemesh nisna meineihem b'meira, lo hayu menichin Shabbos kol kach b'meira, lo b'Tveria, mesif in yosim michol lakodesh. Again, what do you see? That they are high up, and the fact that they wait till the sun eclipsed from their eyes, that's Tosefes Shabbos. What do you mean Tosefes Shabbos? It should be Shabbos Mamish. No, the answer depends upon the Netz and the Shki Astronomy. If you have Amru, Yechelki Machnisi Shabbos Mitzvere, or Sin Shabbos Mitzipori. I wanted to bring a Raya from here, but Evan Ozel is correct. He probably brings the Raya himself. Rabbi Farbshim was yelling at me, he admitted that the Evan Ozel was like me. Okay, so you with me so far? This may be relevant in terms of whether the Rabbeinu Yonah's raya from the Nevreshes is a good raya or not a good raya, as the Sefer Rosh Levarcha explains. We're going to stop the shiur now, and I'll take a poll after shiur, informal poll. Zevi, if you want to come up, you're welcome any day. I don't know if you have a vote, though. If you're not coming, you don't have a vote. Well, the vote will be, if you want to go into more, you know, Zmani Hayom, with Nates, with Shkir, with Rabbeinu Tam, with the Lone Gaon, you want to just forget about that. Let's have a vote right now. Who wants to delve into it? Raise your hand. Shia Esa. Oh, everyone. Okay, so we're going to have a digression for quite a while about the Zmani. It's a Shasuk. Zmani Hayom. No one ever learns it. Whoever learns it? We have to write new Maramakomas, that means. Okay? We need different Maramakomas. Meanwhile, you'll do these Maramakomas. Has to be, then you'll do it. That'll be the night Shia. The night she will be the Mount Makomas that you had from yesterday. It was printed out. Anyone want me to print it out for them? Or you all have it on the screens enough? Screens enough? If you want me to print it, let me know. All right, now new Mount Makomas for the sugars of Zmanim, which we'll do in the mornings for the rest of the week, musician. Okay? Good. Bye, Zevi. Okay. Gotta get out. Get out of here. How do I get out? Leave me.